Russia says Tehran's arguments on captured UK flag tanker Stena Impero look more convincing than those made by British and Gibraltar authorities. Deputy Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov described London's references to the European Union sanctions law as vague. He said Gibraltar and London are indulging in piracy while Iran is taking care of the ecology in the Strait of Hormuz. Ryabkov was referring to the British forces' seizure of a supertanker carrying Iranian oil in Gibraltar on July the 4th. British forces acted on suspicion that the vessel was carrying crude oil to Syria in violation of the EU sanctions. On Friday, Iran's Revolution Guards Corps seized Stena Impero in the Strait of Hormuz for violating international maritime regulations. The tanker had reportedly switched off its tracker and did not respond to IRGC's warnings.
Tensions escalating between Iran and the UK following the seizure of a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. The vessel was impounded by Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps on Friday. The head of the Ports and Maritime Organization in Iran's Hormuzgan province says the vessel collided with an Iranian fishing boat on its route and ignored its distress call. Allah Murad of Fifth Ward said collisions happen in the Strait of Hormuz, but regulations require those involved to respond to regional authorities' inquiries. He said the British vessel breached international regulations by failing to respond to the inquiries.
The vessel, to avoid inspections that we must have conducted in this collision incident, changed its route. This jeopardized the safety of shipping lanes in the region and gravely violated international regulation on passage in marine areas. Accordingly, the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps' naval forces guided the vessel to harbor at the port city of Bandar Abbas for inspection as well as technical investigation of the circumstances, effects, and causes of the incident in accordance with international regulations.
Britain has called the seizure a dangerous act and called for the release of the vessel.
We need to see the illegal seizing of a British flagged vessel reversed. We need that ship released, and we continue to be very concerned about the safety and welfare of the 23 crew members.
Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says the seizure of the British vessel was legal. He urged the UK to stop being what he called an accessory to the US economic terrorism against Iran.
Unlike the pirates in the Strait of Gibraltar, our action in the Persian Gulf is to uphold international maritime rules. As I said in New York, it is Iran that guarantees the security of the Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz. The UK must cease being an accessory to economic terrorism of the US.
Zarif was referring to the UK seizure of Grace One supertanker carrying Iranian oil in Gibraltar earlier this month. London says Grace One was headed to Syria in violation of the European Union sanctions against the Arab state. Tehran, however, rejects this. The international community has called for de-escalation of tensions between Tehran and London. The Iranian foreign minister has blamed the tensions on what he calls U.S. ploys aimed at dragging the UK into a quagmire. Zarif has urged prudence and foresight as the only way to thwart Washington's ploys. Deliberately targeting tension.
International lawyer and commentator Edward Corrigan is joining us via Skype out of Ontario. Many thanks for being with this broadcast, sir. Tell me how you react to this. You know, it's interesting that Russia has taken a stance against what Britain has done regarding the tanker and, of course, what their own tanker was doing in the Persian Gulf. It's an interesting stance given its wording, don't you think?
Well, in my view, the British position, of course, is hypocritical. There are several problems with the argument that the British are making with respect to the seizure of the Iranian tanker in the Gibraltar International Waterway. First of all, the sanctions are only for European countries not to buy Syrian oil, and this is they can't apply those sanctions against another country like Iran. And of course, the Iranians, I think, appropriately say this is not buying Syrian oil, but in fact delivering oil to some country in the Middle East going through the straits. But they also say it's not even being delivered to Syria, maybe Turkey or some other country. That information has not become, but there's no evidence that it was being delivered to Syria. And of course, that still would not be in violation violation of the EU sanctions. Secondly, the hypocrisy is that now the, you know, the Iranians have seized a British ship, which apparently hit a Iranian fishing boat, turned off its transponder and refused to help the fishing boat and then changed its lane without authorization, all of which is illegal. So, you know, what this, the Iranian tanker was doing was illegal. And of course, what the British tanker was doing, in fact, was illegal. But the hypocrisy is also hit by the fact that Britain claims to be still supporting the JCPOA agreement, which is to allow and lift the sanctions against Iran. Yet while they say on one hand, we support the JCPOA and the lifting of sanctions, they are now seizing an Iranian ship on behalf of the Americans under very questionable circumstances. But it means that, you know, you can't have it both ways. You can't suck and blow at the same time. Either you support the JCPOA and the lifting of the sanctions, or you support the Americans for unilaterally breaking the sanctions. And of course, it's important to note that Iran is the only country that's actually abiding by the JCPOA. It has raised its enrichment of uranium under the terms of 26 and Article 36. Right. But this is all, again, a part of an escalation and to bring about, maybe a pretext for war. And of course, the sure. Americans also claim they shot down
of course, Mr. Corrigan, right now, the story, as I'm sure you also are aware, is regarding the Russian stance against the issue of the British tanker case in the Persian Gulf. That's what we want to discuss. Of course, that has to do more. What I'm interested to get your attention on is the fact that Russia has taken a similar stance to Iran and has basically used the same terminology. It's called it piracy. What Britain has done, and don't forget that with the case of the British tanker, we're talking about violating ecological rules.
Well, I think the Russians have been consistent, in fact, far more reliable on issues in the Middle East than, in fact, the Americans or the British have been. So their stance is a clear indication, and also they've, supported Iran in other cases where the facts support the Iranian position. For example, the Russians said that the American drone had actually violated, Iranian waters when it was shot down about a month ago. So, but the Russians are an important player, but they seem to be consistent. They're calling for de-escalation and also seem to deal with facts more so than President Trump, who deals with hyperbole and gross and false exaggerations. In fact, he's the only person who claims that the Americans shot down an Iranian drone, which the Iranians, of course, deny. And there's been no evidence or no, wreckage from the drone. But the Russians have made a clear position and a strong position. I think they'll be supported by Spain and also by, I'm sure, China and the other countries will be supporting the Iranian position. And you can't have a hypocritical position saying that the British have the right to seize, tankers who are lawfully traveling the Gibraltar Straits, yet Iran doesn't have the right to enforce rules in its backyard or front yard in the Strait of Hormuz, where the British tanker clearly was in violation of a number of regulations and maritime rules. And it's a very serious incident to change your course, especially after you hit a ship and then refuse to, to help rescue that ship. So the British tanker clearly had made a number of fairly serious errors. And of course, Iran is saying that you can't be hypocritical. If you can seize our tanker in international water zone, the Iranians can enforce international law and maritime law in the Straits of Hormuz, which of course is, actually a lot of it passes through Iranian territorial waters.
Thank you very much. That's Mr. Edward Corrigan, international lawyer and commentator out of Ontario via Skype.